Good evening, everybody, here at the Jewish Center of Teaneck. It's a very fascinating episode in this week's Sedra, where we're told that Yaakov Avinu literally has to ask his children to remove the idolatry from within their midst. It's hard to believe. Yaakov says to his children, Hasiru es Elohei ha-nechar asher besochachan, to remove these idols that are in our midst. It's a very fascinating thing, especially because at the beginning of the parasha we know that when Yaakov is encountering Esav, it's a famous Rashi, he says, Im Lavan Garti, it's true that I lived in the house of my uncle Lavan, but I was not influenced negatively. Va'ichar ad ata, Rashi says, what that means is, V'taryag mitzvah shamarti. And yet, Yaakov is left in a position where, according to the simple reading of the text, his sons had been impacted and influenced by the surrounding environment and were in possession of Avodah Zarah. It's a very, very strange thing. Strange episode number one. The strange episode number two is the Torah tells us about a character that seems completely insignificant and secondary to the text. The Torah tells us out of nowhere, Vatamos Devora Menekes Rivka. There was a woman named Devorah who had been a meneka. She had been essentially a nursemaid for Rivka. Presumably she was a participant in Rivka's upbringing. And the Torah says that she was buried in a place called Alon Bachos, literally the tree where everybody cried. Rashi assumes that this is actually an allusion not only to this woman's death, but to the death of Rivka Imenu, because the death of Rivka, the death of Rebecca, is omitted from the text. What I just wanted to suggest very briefly this evening is perhaps these two incidents are related. That no matter how hard Yaakov tried, and he tried very, very hard to give his children the proper Jewish education, there's something that he was not able to do as a father, no matter how hard he tried. Remember, the 20 years that he spent in the house of Lavan, the one thing that he could not give his children was Jewish grandparents. They didn't grow up around Rivka, and they didn't grow up around Yitzchak. And this was a gaping hole for them. And the lack of that influence of the Jewish grandparents, of that image, apparently very badly affected his children, to the point where he had to say, Hasiru es Elohei ha-nechar asher b'tochachem. And maybe that's exactly what the Torah is trying to allude to when it tells us of the death of Devorah Menekes Rivka. What the Torah is trying to allude to is the fact that this was something that was very much missing in the life of Yaakov's own children. Wanted to conclude by noting that there's a very famous midrash that Yaakov was left completely empty-handed when he first arrived in the house of Lavan. Anybody happen to remember? Why was it that Yaakov had nothing on him? Did his father send him away penniless? His father didn't give him some cash for the road when he head out? Jake? Excellent. Excellent. So the midrash says that Yaakov was mugged by Eliphaz. Eliphaz was Esav's son. Esav sent his son to kill Yaakov. But instead of killing Yaakov, he just took Yaakov's money. So there's a lesser known part of that Rashi, excellent take, which is, why didn't Eliphaz just kill him? See, you have to read the Rashi. Go ahead, Jake. Yeah, so he says, look, if I don't kill you, if I just take your money, it's as if you're dead. But why didn't you just kill him? Why make him like a dead man? Just make him a dead man. Why didn't Eliphaz kill Yaakov? So Rashi says something very important. He says it was the influence of his grandfather. That Eliphaz, he may have had a wicked father, but he had a righteous grandfather. Eliphaz grew up around Yitzchak. And he said, I can't kill you. What would my grandfather say? The absence of the grandparents in the lives of Yaakov's children, all those 20 years in the house of Lavan, that left an indelible impact. It's extremely important. Parents can do something, but when you have that additional generation, that older generation that connects you to the Masorah, it's even more powerful. For all the grandparents in the room, it's a very important lesson to keep in mind. Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha, Amar Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lezachos Yisrael, Levikach Hir Balam Tar Mitzvah Shenemar, Adonai Chavetz Zaman, Tzidko Yagdil Terav Yadir, Kadosh Terabanan.